The live Q&A from the Mountain Rise Masjid in Pietermaritzburg. Jazakumullah so much to all those people which made it possible, including our sponsors. Jazakallah khairan ustaz. What is the Sharia ruling of photographs on cell phones?
There is difference of opinion. The ulama in Indo-Pak, majority of them, they say it's not permissible. Some of them, like Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, and them, they say it's permissible. Among the Arab ulama, majority say it's permissible. They say it is not surah. Surah means that what is mentioned in the hadith. Our own personal fatwa on this is, we don't consider it permissible. There's too much abuse. Today you just go to the Haram Sharif, you go to the masjid. What and what people are making tawaf. Suddenly they stop, they're all posing. Those people, few of them, and then they're taking a snap and so forth. So right by the Masjid Nabawi inside, you find. So there's too much abuse of this type of thing. So therefore, best is we stay away from it. Da'ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which puts you into doubt, and rather opt for that in which there's no doubt.
The next one says, between Makkah and Medina or Makkah and Jeddah, the bus driver doesn't stop for Asr. He only stops at Maghrib time, making all of our Asr's qaza. The Shafi'is didn't have a problem. They read Zohar and Asr together. What advice do you have for the Hanafis?
Obviously, when you are jumping on the bus, you must speak to the driver. And you know that Salat is so important. I give you one hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man fatathu salatul asri faka annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu." Anywhere a person can be, and he misses one asr salat, it is as though as he lost his entire family, all his assets. Imagine we go home now, Allah forbid, our wives, our children, our families, all wiped out, all our wealth stolen and taken away. How will we feel? Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. Quran commands us that perform your salat 5 times, and especially the madal salat. Majority of the hadith tell us, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, that salatul husta, the madal salat, is asr. So two ways, when you go in the bus, you tell him, you're going to stop here, stop there. When we go by bus or taxi, we normally make the arrangement. If you don't stop, just make a collection among yourself. Tell him, bus driver, Mr. Sowak, he has 100 riyals for you. Please stop. Everybody will stop. We will argue, he won't stop because they make Jama Baina Salatain, they read Zohar and Asr already. Just you make a collection, and in that way they, inshallah, you must remember, just tell him, take this 100 riyals and he'll stop. There's no problem. So it's not such a big deal. You know, with 50 passengers, everyone give 2 or 5 riyals, you'll get 200 riyals also. So he will stop longer for you also.
Jazakallah khair, Mustafa. The next one says, is smoking permissible in Islam?
The Saudi ulama say it's haram, and their dalail are very strong. They say that kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu, it is wasting. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. Every cent, every rial, dollar, pound we spend, it is tabzir, that extravagant and squandering the wealth. We become the brothers of shaitan, Allah forbid. Mustafa alayhi salam mentioned a law more than 1400 years ago. Today the people are realizing it. La dwarara wa la dirar. Hadith and Musnad Ahmad, the golden maxim, don't cause harm to yourself, don't cause harm to society. Today in the plane, this is a smoke-free plane. This place here, you can't smoke. This place here, you can't smoke. But the irony of the non-Muslims and their hypocrisy, they had no smoking, but the alcohol is flowing. So does Islam say no smoking and no alcohol also? We want a pure society. We don't want a society involved in wine and swine.
Jazakallah khair, Mufassal. The next one here says, if a person performs Umrah today and removes his hair and performs Umrah tomorrow again, does he have to remove his hair and his head with a blade?
Imrarul Mus, that is a masla. Imrarul Mus means, especially in Ramadan, and even nowadays it can happen, that a person went in Ramadan, you know the Umrah, you get Umratun fi Ramadan ta'adilu hajjatan ma'i, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, you perform one Umrah in Ramadan, you get the reward of Hajj with Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. The person perform Umrah now, then he had to go to Medina Munawwara or wherever, Ta'if, and now you're coming back, you make another Umrah, so now there's hardly any hair. But you, the man, must go to the barber or you do it yourself. Remember, you can do it yourself also. You made your tawaf, you read your 2 rakat salat, you made your sa'i. There's no action left, only cutting of hair. You can do it yourself. You take the shaver and then you just go over it 1-2 times. So then you're out of ihram and you release yourself from ihram. Likewise, the lady, when she read salat and she made tawaf, read salat, made sa'i, now only cutting hair is left. So she can just take the hair, put it over her little finger and cut it. It's fine. Where's the dalil and evidence for this? When Mustafa alayhi salam, sahabas went, 124,000 of them, they all were in ihram. So how the first person came out of ihram? So he had to cut his own hair. So Ahsanul Fatawa, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Sahib wrote this. So it's totally permissible. When the ulama say we can't cut hair in ihram, it's right. You can't cut hair in ihram whilst you're in ihram. But when everything is done, there's nothing left, only the cutting of the hay is left, then you can do it yourself also. So you don't have to go even give 5-10 riyals, make a DIY, do it yourself, it's fine, no problem.
The next one says, I've heard that if a haji can make it to the masjid on Arafat day, then the Dhuhr and Asr Salah will be combined behind the imam. But if he's reading in his tent or alone or in Jamaat, then the Dhuhr and Asr Salah should be read at its appropriate time. Please explain why.
Remember that Masjid Namira, this is Masjid Namira for the brothers here in Mountain Rise Masjid. So the brothers, sisters listening in all parts of the world, Almighty Allah reward you, you will understand what I'm saying. When you look at the structure of Masjid Namira, it's something for us to learn. The first 5-8 sifs are out of the hudud and boundary of Arafat. So where the Imam stands, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, Fadilatu Sheikh, that Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, so you must remember that he performs the khutbah, the salat, everything. So where he's standing, the people are standing in the first 5-8 serfs, is out of Arafat. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam on the Friday, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, performs Zuhur Asr Salat out of Arafat. For wukuf, he came into Arafat, therefore the masjid is built at it. Then the major portion of the masjid is in Arafat. Now when you go to Masjid Namira, we've been there many times with Allah's help on the day of Arafat. So 100,000, 150,000 people can fit. Hajj today is 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people sometime when all the locals come in. So it's obvious you can't read Salat there, everybody. So what we say is this, that you read in your tents. So when you read in your tents, you make jama. You read Zuhr and Asr and combine it. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, of the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah. I myself, I combine. So when I announce it, I tell them I'll make the imamate and we will read Zuhr and Asr together and we practice on the verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah. What is the rationale? The day of Arafah is dua, dua, and more dua. So you finish your salat now. So from that time, for the next 5-6 hours, you stand, you sit, your hands are outstretched, and begging, beseeching, supplicating, and asking Almighty Allah. That is the wisdom of it. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, alone, he states, he's a giant, great imam. When you read behind the imam in Masjid Namira, you combine the salat. And when you read in a tent, so you read Zuhr and you read Asr. So what we do in our flywheel tent and the TTW tent, that we say that those of you who want to read separate Zuhr and Asr, then Maulana Musa Akudi is there, he makes Zuhr with me, and then Asr he makes there. So we have no argument, no nothing, the choice is yours for those who want to follow the Hanafi school of Imam Abu Hanifa on this issue. You want to follow his students, so you combine with us. So it's not something we have to make a big issue and controversy, both are totally acceptable.
Zakallah khair, Mufsab. The next one says, with no alternative, does the use of a public toilet with a wet tissue to make istinja require a ghusl bath?
Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, when we went to Sham, Sham means the Levant. Levant means the land of Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. These four countries put together, these are called Sham, the Levant in English. When we saw the toilets, فَوَجَدْنَا مَرَاحِيز, we find the toilets were facing Qibla, فَنَنْحَرِفُ أَنْهَا, we used to turn slightly and then relieve ourselves, وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, and then we used to beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, the hadith in Tirmidhi. You are traveling and now there's no water and dust and all facilities, so now you take tissue, you take dust there to wet it up and all that and so forth. So it's fine, there's no problem with that. But you must make sure the toilet itself is clean and the toilet and you yourself do not get polluted with that. To take a ghusl, and that is not compulsory. We South Africans, we little but you know, fragile people, you know. That Junubi Africa we are, you know. We got not Zimbabwe dollars in our pocket, we got US dollars in our pocket. So I said, no, I must take a bath. Taking a bath is your tabia, is your natural nature. It's not something compulsory after that you have to take a bath. So remember, even if that place makes you napak, you just wash the lower portion of your body, it's fine. Your chest and your back and your face, and that is not napak. So remember, to take a bath is not compulsory.
The next one says, does the release of mazi require ghusl or simply wudu to read the next salah?
First and foremost, brothers, understand what is mazi. One is money. Money is the explosion. Husband and wife, mashallah, now conjugal rights, all that. So now you had the explosion, ghusl is compulsory. Second one is madhi. Madhi is now you are just touching your wife, caressing, cuddling, the introduction, you know. Now you're going into overdrive. So that is called madhi. So you must remember. Now see, it's nothing. This is deen. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen, son-in-law of Mustafa alayhi salam, kuntu rajulan mazza'a, I was a person, I used to have excessive discharge of madhi. I just touched Sayyida Fatima, my madhi come out. Now Mustafa alayhi salam is my father-in-law, how can I go and ask him? So in one hadith it says, it sent Ammar bin Yasir, another hadith it says, it sent Miqdad, so he sent both of them. Go ask Mustafa alayhi salam that if this happened, what must you do? So Mustafa alayhi salam said that waghsil dhakarak and watawadda. You must wash your private part and you make wudu. In our time we must add one thing. Wash your private part, wash your underwear also. You know, today we wear underwear and that. Just now we just wash the private part and leave the underwear like that. So you know, some people are naive also. And then you must make wudu as well. So that is, ghusl is not compulsory.
Jazakallah khair, Mufsar. The next one says, there are three partners in a business. One owns 50% and the other 25-25. Whose words are more taken when making a decision when the 50% says yes and the other two say no for something?
There's a Quranic ayat, there's a hadith, and there is some advice. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. That verily, most of the partners, they make zulam and oppress one another. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those people who have true iman. They continue with the righteous deeds. Now listen to the words, brothers and sisters. وَقَلِيلٌ مَاهُمْ. Qalil, they are few. In Arabic, مَاهُمْ مَا إِبْحَامِيَا لِتَعْكِيدِ الْقِلَّةِ. Extremely, extremely few people you will get like that. Mustafa alayhi salam said, qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, qala Allah ta'ala, hadith qudsi mentioned in Bulughul Maram, Mustafa alayhi salam said, that Almighty Allah states, ana thalithu sharikain, I am the third one in two partners. Ma lam yakhun ahaduhuma al-akhar, as long as there is no khiyanat in amanat, there is no breach of trust. Third one, I told you advice, which is the ship that never sails. Which is the ship that never sails, is a partnership. Now you see the brother who got 50%, I don't say definitely, but maybe, he sent the question. He says, I got 50%, these other two got 25%. I want to take a decision, they put veto. They say, no, you can't take the decision. But I'm the major shareholder. No, brother, you can't take decision. Partnership, you have to have consensus. Then you take a decision. You can't say, because I'm the elder brother, or I hold 50%, so therefore you 25-25, you can't. You must just go along with me. No, you must remember, there must be consensus in situation like that.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab.
This live Q&A broadcast is brought to you by Metro Car Sales, your number one dealers on wheels. Call 033-394-2595 for the Isali Thawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all Marhumin. By City Meat for super quality beef, mutton and chicken at super prices and super service. Capital Products for the Isali Thawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all Marhumin. By Healthcare Pharmacy, situated at number 162 East Street, Pietermaritzburg. Call 033-342-2949. By Baker's Tankers, your approved liquid bulk transporter. Performance-driven logistics. We move high volumes anytime, anywhere. Call 0860-TANKERS. By Duzimed Medicine Depot of Pietermaritzburg. Open till 10 p.m. every weekend and public holiday. By Khidmatul Awam, making Hajj an affordable reality. For a journey of a lifetime, visit us at www.kasa.org.za or call 011-852-8551 or 033-345-5069.
Also brought to you by Carreras, Africa Truck and Hire, Save Cash and Carry and Fragrance Unlimited. All situated in Pietermaritzburg for the Isali Thawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all Marhumin.
By Midlands Builders Supply for the Isali Thawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all Marhumin. By Woodlands Builders Supply for the Isali Thawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Marhum Ismail Abdul and all Marhumin.
Also brought to you by Haji Musa Nurgat of Safe Cash and Carry and by Muhammad Umar Nana of Star Chair Hire Durban.